Welcome once more, ladies and gentlemen, to my dark and lonely home, where horror lurks always in the shadows, and fear is forever in the forefront of the mind. As a fellow storyteller once said, if music be the food of love, lay on. Well, music isn't always the food of love, and today's story is a case in point. This is story number 4 in my series of tales of terror, and I see in my book on the science of numerology that the number 4 is associated with, yes, of course, death. In the story today, the number 4 features strongly and very much affects the lives of two people who can indeed be called music lovers.
Perfection. Perfection. This is balm.
Oh,
Miss Eames, I am.
I'm so sorry about you.
No, don't worry.
I ought to have thought. And, well, I mean.
Yes?
Well, Bach, in the middle of Bach, what must you do?
Oh, please, don't concern yourself.
But it's such an awful thing to do.
No, really, Miss Eames. You are forgiven. And anyway, it wasn't Bach.
But surely.
No, just a piece for lute by some Frenchman, I think. So, no great sacrilege there.
Oh. I know, I only caught a snatch.
Oh, Vinnie, I am grateful to you for coming. If you hadn't turned up, there'd be no one at all to hear my little selection.
No?
No. So far, you are the only one.
Oh, Mr. Pawley.
Well, it's early yet, I suppose.
But I don't think it is. It's 5 past. That's why I was hurrying. I'm afraid Mother wouldn't let me go until I'd caught the end of the Arches.
Oh, really?
It means such a lot to her, you see.
Still, at least you're here.
Yes. Haven't you heard anything from any of the others? They're usually pretty punctual.
Yes, I suppose so, apart from Morris.
Well, yes.
Well, you can console yourself with that thought, Miss Eames. Had you been Morris, your entry would have been later and, well, louder.
Poor Morris.
Morris, I fear, would also have joined in with the music. So, you see, I'm glad it was you.
Well, it's kind of you to say so.
And anyway, I'd feel a little foolish playing my selection to myself. I could have done that at my flat. On superior equipment.
Oh, no, Mr. Pawley, we couldn't have that. I've been specially looking forward to your programme.
Have you?
Most definitely. It's guitars and lutes, you see, my particular thing. For a start, you've got the Sarabande and Bourret.
Really?
The Bach.
I was aiming for a little variety.
That's what I thought you were playing when I came in.
Oh, I don't think so. I believe it was a French piece.
I expect you're right. It's just that it has rather been in my thoughts of late.
Because of my little program?
Yes, it's such a lovely piece, and, well, I expect you know, almost perfect for what it is.
Perfect? I'm not sure that any piece can claim to be that.
Not showy, of course, but so lovely, sort of sublime in the right hand.
Oh, yes. As always, the interpretation must be right, mustn't it?
May I ask who you've got on your recording?
Oh, isn't it on the programme I sent you?
No, it isn't, as a matter of fact. Actually, it's the only item where you don't specify the soloist.
Oh, don't. That's not like me.
I wonder who you've got.
As far as I can remember, it was an acceptable interpretation. I do hate it when people sing along, don't you?
Sing along?
With the music, like Morris. Or perhaps you hadn't noticed.
Oh, that. Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
Bonk, bonk. Mm. It does spoil it for the rest of us, doesn't it? But you think there's enough of that kind of thing in society without having to contend with Morris?
Enough of what?
Well, people spoiling things, vandalism, graffiti, that kind of thing.
I suppose so, but what can you do?
This is what I'm saying. You should at least be prepared to punish people.
Punish? I don't know.
You know, you'd hardly believe it, but at the library, we actually get people defacing books.
Really?
Oh, yes, yes. They write words in, they add bits to the pictures.
Do? What sort of bits?
I couldn't possibly tell you, Miss Eames, but, well, we very rarely catch them, you see.
Oh, dear. How did we get on to all this?
Morris and his sing-alongs. I try to hold my breath.
Sorry?
In the quieter passages, I hold my breath so I can hear nothing but the music.
Really?
Oh, yes, it's possible to improve with practice so that you hardly know you're doing it. I can, for example, do the slow movement of the Emperor Concerto with very few breaths, indeed.
Really? Still just us course, I'm afraid.
What if we should start without them?
Oh, poor Mr. Pawley. You deserve better from us. You really do.
You haven't been in touch with any of them?
I'm afraid not. We're not on the phone, you see. Mother doesn't like them. Phones, that is. She says they intrude.
Well, perhaps it's just as well.
I shall just take off my coat. Hang it up at the back. Yes. I'm surprised at Mrs. Baker. It's not like her to me.
Oh, yes, quite. Tone deaf, but regular as clockwork. Still, perhaps it will be better to have an appreciative audience of one than a full house of less sensitive types.
Dear, everything seems to depend on me. I hope I don't let you down.
Oh, I'm sure you won't.
I don't know how you can sound so confident, Mr. Pawley. You don't know me that well.
You think not?
Well, you've been with us for 6 months and you hardly ever speak.
Oh, no. No, I'm not much of a conversationalist.
Oh, I didn't mean to.
It's not something I find particularly easy.
It isn't. As a matter of fact, I'm always a little bit suspicious of those who do find it easy.
Oh?
Yes, it's not always sensible to judge people by what they say, is it?
And yet, don't you find, with music, it's entirely different?
Different?
Yes. Often you don't have to speak at all.
Ah, I see.
In my experience, people who really understand music usually understand each other.
Mm.
Very few words need to be exchanged.
That's just what I found. And when I go to a concert or something, I never actually speak to the soloist. Well, of course I don't. But I do very often feel as if I understand him. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Mm. At a level beyond words.
Beyond words, yes.
Mm.
Whenever I get the chance,
What's the matter?
Didn't you hear it?
What?
A sound. Outside, listen.
Can't hear me.
Well, there was something, I'll show you. I'm very sensitive to any extraneous sound, you know.
Maurice?
Too quiet. I better take a look.
Oh, Mr. Pawley.
Well, I shouldn't worry. It's probably the biggest cat.
Oh, I do hope so. You just never know these days.
But I'm here, Miss Eames. You're perfectly safe.
Well, yes.
I'm quite capable of dealing with sniggerers at the library. I'm sure I can look after you.
Sniggerers?
Youths. They're coming to snigger behind the shelves. I throw them out without a qualm.
Do you?
Would you like to lock the door? It might make you feel better.
Well, perhaps to be on the safe side.
Actually, the seclusion we get here is a good thing most of the time.
Is it?
Oh, we have the body of the church between us and the road.
Ah, the sound, yes. And the vicar does have the sense to keep a cat rather than a dog, I suppose.
A cat, does that make a difference?
Well, dogs make such a row. Howls, yaps, barks.
So do cats.
Well, they don't bark, Mr. Pawley. Cats are almost always silent.
I'm afraid my experience is to the contrary.
Mother has a cat and she has never once interfered with my listening.
I inherited a cat once.
You mean in a will?
No, my brother went to Australia. Left the cat behind. It did not react well to music, I regret to say.
What did it do?
It used to make a noise like a sick baby whenever I put a record on. It had to go in the end.
Go?
Oh, yes. I don't think it suffered very much. Not as much as it used to make me suffer anyway. But there you are. Perhaps I was just unlucky. Perhaps all other cats are attentive listeners.
Well, ours is very attentive.
The only creature I recall with any affection is the little listening dog.
Oh, you had a dog then?
No, not mine. The record label, his master's voice.
Oh, yes. Such a perky little thing.
There it sits, completely attentive and utterly silent. The perfect listener.
Yes. Seeming to understand.
Indeed. Just as you were saying.
Was I?
About understanding a soloist as you listen.
Oh, that. It is a little like that, perhaps, yes. Sometimes I feel...
What?
You think I'm silly?
Oh, I'm sure I won't.
Well, this is something I've felt for ages. I've never actually mentioned it to anyone before.
Well, please go on.
Sometimes I feel so close to the soloist that everyone else seems to fade away. It's really more than just a feeling, though. We are alone, and somehow we merge into the music. Oh, dear. I'm not explaining myself very well.
Oh, yes, but you are, Miss Eames.
You see, it's unlike anything I've ever experienced in ordinary life.
A physical experience, almost.
What?
You do actually feel it.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, you said him earlier.
Did I?
As if the soloist were always a man.
Well, you do say hidden, don't you? It doesn't mean...
Oh, Missy, I'm sorry. I pressed you too far.
No, it...
No, I do know what you mean, you see, and I suppose my understanding just carried me away.
I wouldn't want you to think...
Of course, it's just as I said. I don't know how to speak to people. I say too little or I say too much.
It's me who said too much, I think.
I was just trying to say how vivid your description was. This fading away of others, this oneness with a performer.
It's not silly, then.
Oh, no, not silly. I've seen it myself.
Mr. Pawley, do you know James Wilson?
James Wilson?
Yes. Thinking about your programme, I wondered if you'd come across him.
He was killed in a plane crash last year.
Yes, of course. I was stunned. I just couldn't believe it.
You were especially fond of him, were you?
What I was saying earlier about being in contact with a performer was mostly about James Wilson.
Through his music.
Through his music, yeah. Yes. But more than that, too, his actual presence. He was such a quiet, a gentle man. Did you ever see him?
I may have done. I go to very many concerts.
Oh. I'm sure you'd remember him if you had. You know, I once did the most awful thing. I saw him in a coffee shop at Snape. Do you know it?
I know Snape, of course. I'm not familiar with a coffee shop. I don't go to Snape for the coffee.
No, well, I was there 2 tables away, and he got up and went off somewhere, and I took his beaker.
You did what?
Took his beaker. It was only a sort of paper cup with a soft drink in it. I thought he'd finished, but he hadn't. He came back and looked around for it. My face was burning with shame, but he didn't notice. You see, I've followed his career since that amazing Spanish tour when he was only 22. And I mean, you do keep mementos of people, you know, don't you?
Yes, I suppose you
and
do.
And I do feel as if I knew him. Well, when he plays, it's like sharing the most beautiful conversation with someone.
Really?
Except that actual conversation is, well, flat.
Yes, indeed. It falls short, doesn't it?
Usually, yes. Mr. Pawley, may I ask you something direct?
Of course.
Would you mind checking the Sarabande to see who's playing it?
Oh, you think it might be Wilson?
I fear so, yes.
You fear so?
Yes. I have a little confession to make, Mr. Pawley. You see, I was intrigued by your programme and I knew I had to come along, but there was something about it that disturbed me.
Oh, dear, I certainly didn't intend that.
My heart missed a beat when I saw you'd got the Sarabande down for tonight. The thing is, James Wilson recorded that in concert just before he died.
Oh, really?
Immediately, in fact, the week before. I know, because I was there and... Well, I'm not sure I can bear to hear it again.
Oh, but surely, I mean...
it doesn't really make sense, does it? But to me, the occasion was perfect. And perfection is not a thing you meet very often in life. I don't, anyway.
Haven't you got the recording, then?
Oh, no. I've deliberately avoided it. It's probably stupid of me.
No, please... I understand.
So you won't mind checking?
It's the least I can do.
I'd be so relieved.
Let me see. It's among these. Here we are. Bach's Lute, Suite Number 1, recorded Thornton Room. Yes.
I thought it might be.
Oh, dear.
You weren't to know.
Well, let's put it to one side, then. Unless... What? Well, that conversation you were talking about, the feeling that you were at one with Wilson as he played, you didn't think it could continue?
Continue? How?
After death.
Oh, no.
Well, in a sense, of course. Perhaps listening to him now might recreate that conversation.
But suppose the recording is less perfect than the live performance.
That wouldn't do, would it? I'm glad you mentioned this, Miss Eames. It would have been awful to play the piece without realising its effect.
I'm really looking forward to the other pieces.
Well, then perhaps I should start.
Yes, please do.
Yes. Well, here we go, then. let's begin with a little Jacques Bittner, shall we?
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Miss Eames? Miss Eames, are you all right? Oh, I'm sorry.
Please don't do that.
I thought you were unwell.
You shook me.
No, I only touched your arm.
I'm not unwell, Mr. Pawley. I was listening, that's all.
It's just that I thought you were choking.
Choking?
Yes, you coughed.
Did I? I wasn't aware.
Oh, yes, you did. It was a little disconcerting.
Oh.
You're quite all right, then?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I was involved. I didn't hear myself cough.
Possibly it's something you're used to. It's a sort of nervous tickle, rather like Morris.
Morris?
It's pom-pomming. That's probably nervous, too. A cloak for ignorance in his case, I think. These things often disguise other problems.
Does it disturb you?
It does, rather.
I meant the cough.
Yes, so did I.
Oh, dear.
And you haven't tried holding your breath?
No.
You could try that.
Except that I don't know I'm doing it.
Well, you do now.
No one's ever mentioned it before.
Really?
I wonder if it disturbs the others.
Shouldn't think the others listen well enough.
Only I know how annoying interruptions can be. Sometimes I get all the goings on of Ambridge drifting up through the floorboards of a Sunday morning.
I don't know how you can tolerate it.
I've spoken to Mother about it time and time again until I could...
What? I might be able to help you, Miss Eames. To get rid of the cough, I mean.
How could you do that?
I imagine that in many ways you and I are quite similar.
Are we?
I mean, we're not quick to get on with people. We tend to keep them at bay. Do you think you're a nervous person, Miss Eames?
Well,
you see, you didn't like being touched.
Well, of course not. No one likes being fingered.
The lightest of touches on your elbow.
I know what it was. I'm not implying. You just feel like some item in a shop.
In a shop? Or on a shelf?
Pardon?
On a shelf, Miss Eames. It needn't be like that. You don't have to throw up barriers all the time.
You're not being fair, Mr. Pawley. You throw up barriers all the time. You never say a word in some meeting.
Yes, I know. I'm beginning to think I'm wrong, you see. I'm talking about myself as well as about you.
I don't know. I thought we came here for the music. I'm beginning to wonder now.
Oh, I thought that myself. At first, I have to admit, though, that... Yeah, other things.
To do with me, you mean?
Yes.
I see. What about the others?
The others? Well, to be quite frank, I wouldn't mind if I never saw the others again.
I mean, you asked them along. You didn't just ask me.
Oh. My turn to confess now, Miss Eames, I think.
Confess what?
Well, the others. Their invitations are slightly different from yours.
Okay.
They give tomorrow as the date of this meeting.
Tomorrow? Then how could you expect...
I didn't.
You mean you knew they weren't coming from the start?
Yes.
But you knew I would?
I hoped you would.
Then why didn't you just ask me to come? Why did you have to go through all that?
Would you have come if I'd asked?
Right.
Would you?
No, I suppose not.
You see, I had to do it this way.
So you're having another meeting tomorrow, then, for the others?
Yes.
You must have worked all this out, then.
Oh, yes. It must seem fairly calculated.
You're right about one thing, Mr. Ford, if you don't mind me saying so. You and I make a funny pair.
Do we?
We have to go all the way around the houses before we can say what we mean.
But perhaps we are getting somewhere, nevertheless.
I don't know, are we?
I think so. I couldn't have spoken to you like this before this evening.
Perhaps not.
And you?
Me?
But do you feel more relaxed?
I suppose I must do. My tongue seems to be running away with me.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
But you know what I mean. I've never felt quite able to chat before. I don't know why.
Have you wanted to?
Yes. You always stood out from the rest of the group, so quiet and sensitive and so... neat. And I couldn't help noticing...
What?
How often you seem to be looking in my direction.
Was I?
I thought you were. I could have imagined it, of course.
No, you didn't imagine it.
Oh, I'm rather glad.
It seems. There's something I'd like you to hear. Without the others.
Go ahead, Mr. Pawley.
No, I mean a piece of music.
Oh.
It's rather special, you see. I don't think it would mean much to them.
What is it?
I was playing it as you came in, as a matter of fact.
The French piece?
No. No, it wasn't a French piece.
I knew it. It was the Bach, wasn't it? The Sarabande.
Yes, yes.
I was sure it was. I was so disappointed to think you might have been wrong.
No, I knew it was the Sarabande.
But, Mr. Pawley, why on earth should you pretend not to know it?
You surprise me. And, to be honest, I didn't think you were quite ready for it.
Not ready?
No.
But you didn't know that I knew it.
Well, didn't I?
Well, how could you?
I think it's a piece you'll have to face again sometime, Miss Eames.
What do you mean, face again?
You're worried that the recording might not match the actual performance, but believe me, the recording is very good. It captures everything.
Well, maybe it does.
And anyway, it's also something I've wanted to share with you for some time.
Well, then why haven't you mentioned it before?
Well, I didn't want to spring it on you. You can see that.
I don't know what you mean.
Don't you think that you owe it to James Wilson to make the effort, Miss Eames? You could make him live again. You might never find a better time.
Will you stop it if I signal?
You won't need to signal.
But will you?
Yes.
All right, then. Play it.
Good. Good. Relax, Miss Eames. Try to control it. Try to hold your breath. Ready? Did you hear?
Actually, Mr. Pawley, I'm finding it quite hard to listen. Why didn't you start at the
beginning? Surprised, I suppose, although it was clear after me, as clear as it was on the day itself.
What day?
The day of the recording.
In the Thornton Rooms?
Oh, of course.
But you weren't there.
Yes, I was. I sat behind you. You wore a blue straw hat.
Mr. Pawley, you said you didn't go to the concert.
No, I didn't. I was there, all right. That's how I knew about you and this little group. I joined because I knew you belonged.
But I'm afraid I don't understand.
Listen carefully, and you will.
What are you doing?
Something else for you to listen to.
No, I'm not sure I want to listen to anything else at the moment.
Sit down, Mr. Pawley. It's not exactly music. It's a tape I've made myself. I went to a great deal of trouble with it, and I'd like you to hear it.
But I'm sorry, Mr. Pawley. I'm getting muddled. First you didn't know the Sarabande, and now you say you do. Then you say you weren't at the concert, and now you say you were.
That's right, and I was less than honest about waiting for the others to turn up.
But why?
Well, I hope that will become apparent. You'll understand a little better if you listen.
But were you at the Thornton Rooms concert?
Of course I was there. You think I'd miss it? James Wilson. I attended every concert it was possible for me to get to. Incidentally, the Spanish tour was when he was 24, not 22. Where did you get your information from?
I can't remember.
Obviously, let me double check. Tell me, Miss Eames, which of Wilson's concerts was the best in your opinion?
The last. The last will always be special.
Yes, there's really no doubt, is there? It was, as you said yourself, almost perfect. Almost.
Recording? What's the matter with it?
It's nothing the matter with the recording. It's just as I intended it to be.
Well, please, turn it off.
Yes. It does great, doesn't it?
Was that me?
Oh, yes. Well, the cough was you, the lute was James Wilson.
But this can't be...
Oh, don't be silly. Of course it can.
Mr. Pawley, I don't understand. Why are you playing all these tricks on me?
Tricks? You think I'm the sort of person who plays tricks?
You're beginning to frighten me.
I said things would become more apparent once you'd heard the tape.
Well, now that I have heard...
Where are you going? Sit down. Calm down, Miss Eames. You're becoming irrational. It's most unlike you.
I have to phone Mother. I always phone her when we break for coffee, you see. Otherwise, she worries so.
Well, that's something she'll have to get used to, isn't it?
You're getting me all confused. What is it that you want?
Well, I tell you what I don't want. I don't want to sit in any more drab, pokey church rooms while Maurice pom-poms his way through selections from Tchaikovsky. No. All I want is the chance to talk to that lady. In the blue straw hat. Alone.
Wait. I haven't finished. You see, I was most anxious to get hold of that recording to find out if they managed to get rid of that ugly little cough. As you've heard, they didn't. The recording captured everything, Miss Eames.
But I couldn't...
Oh, yes, you could. I think you could. Not that that matters anymore. There's nothing you can do about it now. The damage is done. All that's left now is the punishment. Yes. You begin to understand now, are you?
God, you can't do this.
Well, that's a silly thing to say, Miss Eames, because I am doing it. It's strange, but I have to listen to the recording now. I have no will in the matter. To begin with, I had to listen to see if the blemish was there. Then I had to listen to see if I could manage to ignore it. Then again, and again and again. Each time waiting for the cough. And hearing less and less of the music. Then just hearing the cough. You know, it seems to get worse each time. Louder, uglier, more beast-like. Now I torture myself with it. I'm sure you don't realise this, but your cough can be heard 5 times on this recording. 5 times! The music is, of course, ruined forever. No, 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 don't argue! Don't make excuses! I can never hear that music again without thinking of your cough. Even if Wilson were to rise from the grave and play it through to perfection, the ghost of that unnecessary blemish will cling to the piece and know exactly where it comes. And if I don't hear it, I won't be able to prevent myself from recreating it deep inside my head. You've destroyed something, Miss Eames. You must be made to pay for that.
What are you going to do?
Well, to begin with, I think we ought to hear the tape again.
No, no, I don't want to hear it.
You must. You have to face the music, Miss Eames. Get rid of that cough for you, didn't I?
Well, that was a story which I'm sure all music lovers will find left a lump in their throats. Nigel Anthony played the man pursued by perfection, and Prunella Scales, the lady killed by a cough. The story was written by Nick Warburton and directed by Martin Jenkins. My name is Edward D'Souza, the man in black. And in next week's story, we have a very different hand. On a piano. A hand that will be music to the ears of those who love the macabre.
There's another chance to hear Music Lovers on Wednesday evening at 6:30. And next Sunday at the same time, the man in black invites you to meet The Beast with 5 Fingers by W.F. Harvey. Radio 4, it's 8 o'clock.